Blog Talk Radio.
What? Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get them over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep, cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip. I'm thinking Lawler, cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't living no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy, yeah Chico, you're talking to the, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy, I'm too sweet, I dare you niggas act fly, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy, yeah Chico, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy, toothpick in your eyes, I'm that guy, hey y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. Don't look like no Daniel B where they see him.
Hit Factor Radio, ladies and gentlemen. We're back for July the 9th. Women's wrestler, the crown jewel, yeah,
Hi. Hey everybody, how's it going? The connection seems to be a little spotty on my side. I can't really hear a lot of what you're saying.
The corporate is basically trying to censor me from blog talk. It's good though. Hello? Hello?
Clear yes. Right now? I just couldn't hear what you guys were saying.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
What got you interested in becoming a women's wrestler?
So basically it was, I used to be in a band, some years ago, and I was in that band for quite a while, and the lead singer of the band was obsessed with wrestling, and he would hold practices around, you know, Raw and SmackDown times just so he could watch wrestling. And it came to that he actually had to leave the state, and so the band kind of disbanded after that. And then I just kind of missed performing you know, because you're on a stage and you're performing and you're in front of a bunch of people. And I went to a wrestling show here locally, and I just saw that, and I was like, oh, man, I could do that. And so I just bugged them until they let me try out, and then I trained up, and then after that, the rest is kind of history. So that's how I got into it.
Awesome. Yes. Also, you, what's your memories of your first ever match?
So my first ever match, I think it was with my trainer, and went over pretty well. I mean, we had a program going on there for a little while, and it just, it was good to have it against my trainer, because then I felt more comfortable about the match and what we're doing. I mean, it was still pretty scary, and I still felt a little bit lost at times, but luckily I was able to get through it, and I think it went over well with the crowd. I just remember, you know, hitting the spots and watching the crowd, and it just felt, you know, pretty amazing to be able to be in that ring and to be wrestling and have a match, and I just happy to be there.
Awesome. Yes. And I noticed that you wrestled more men than women to work with in the ring also.
Yes.
Yes. Just like Tessa Blanchard, basically, you're the Tessa Blanchard of Alaska.
Yeah. Yeah, when I started here, there was no other women. So, out of necessity, basically, it was all men that I wrestled. I mean, not that I mind that at all, but it was just the only choice I had. Plus, I mean, it's the way I grew up anyways. I've always been in male-dominated fields and male-dominated areas, so it's just kind of where I'm comfortable.
Awesome. Also, what's your memories of working with Sterling T. Folk?
Working with Sterling, it's just been kind of back and forth with us, up and down. You know, sometimes we get along and we're okay, and the match is going to go pretty good. And sometimes, you know, we're at odds, and it's a tough battle between us. So there have been good times. Where it's a pretty fair fight, but then there are other times where, you know, I've had to get by with what I've got.
Also, you also took on also Cannonball Burt Reigns. What was that like working with the mask guy?
Oh, he's pretty spry. He jumps around a lot. Sometimes he's hard to get a hold of. But, you know, usually we're good friends. And so we try to make it a fair contest. We're about, you know, I mean, he's a little bit bigger than I am, but we're about the same height and stuff. So it's always nice to get in there across from him because, you know, he knows what he's doing. And so it makes it challenging for me. And to be able to keep up and try to outwit each other. So I think it's pretty fun when we have matches together. I mean, we're serious, but we push each other. So I think it's beneficial for both of us.
Wow. Also, what's your memories of working with Freya the Slayer?
she's a tough opponent. Like, she is very imposing, and she's definitely got strength on her side. So I had to be a little bit smarter to try to outwit her and to try to get the upper hand. I had to use a lot of, you know, submissions and moves that would are more strategic with her, since she had more power, and I try to have to outwit her like that.
Awesome. Is there any top women would you like to face in the future?
I mean, I'm open to all challenges. There, I'm up for the fight with whoever it is. I'd like to travel out of state sometime and be able to go down to maybe California or Washington, or, you know, because they're very close to me, and they're pretty accessible. I'd like to maybe face some opponents down there, and I think that would be a really good experience. And just go from there, you know. I do have my eye out to get on to bigger and better things, but I just take it one day at a time right now because of COVID and everything else that's going on. It kind of makes it hard to plan things.
Yes, it definitely has. Basically, it's tough on the world economy and definitely pro wrestling, basically. And it's like they pro wrestling companies coming up on and up and open up in some areas also, even Japan also.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to go to Japan. But, yeah, I mean, around here locally, we're just barely opening back up again. We have a show on the 11th or so, I believe, and it'll be our first show back. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes, how many people we draw, and then from that we'll see how future shows will go. But yeah, I'd be definitely interested in going to Japan. I've been to Japan a couple times so far, but never for wrestling. I think it would be really fantastic to be able to go over there and learn what I can from the people over there, because they have a lot of knowledge and a lot of things that I could learn from.
Definitely their Japan dojos is amazing. Even their women's wrestling over there, Stardom and other companies. And it seems like that they brought it over here for the women's revolution, basically. That started out in indie companies and the bigger companies took advantage of it also, like the TNAs and the WWEs, and now it's amazing that women are main eventing all over every company.
No, I agree with that. I think the women's revolution is great right now. I'm really proud to see all the women that are coming up and getting recognized and finally getting our spot in the spotlight and main events. And I think it's really great, but that we have a little bit further to go, because I do believe in intergender wrestling. And I think that's kind of the next step and the next place that we need to go to, is just to, you know, to take out those lines and to let people compete with each other. And I think it's feasible. I know that other people don't see it the same way, but I really believe in it. I really think it's something that can be done.
Yes. And it seems like Impact Wrestling doing a good job with it, that, you know, Tessa Blanchard got elevated before when she was in the company, basically. And she knocked on that door to become the first woman to win the men's heavyweight champion of the world belt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of the other indie companies, the smaller companies, they do intergender already. Like Lucha Underground, I know they've done it before, and I know some other companies do it, and a lot of the independent companies that are local do it as well. So, I mean, I feel like maybe it's just a matter of time.
Yes, and definitely WWE needs to go back to that an agenda right there, like they did with China and wrestling men for the IC belt, and
yeah,
and they did it before. They can bring it right back to the forefront right there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what's your thoughts of the speaking out movement in wrestling now?
The speaking out movement.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's good. I think it's really good to bring it to the forefront. I think that it needs attention and that we need a comfortable, safe space for people to come out and share these things so it's not just hidden in the dark. And I think it really does need to be said. I think that it's important to talk about these things and to not keep them hidden, because they do happen, and pretending like they don't happen is just hurting the business more. So I think
yes.
that it's important.
Yes.
I think it's necessary. I think they should be speaking out.
Yes, it definitely is hurting the wrestling business, definitely. And they've it seemed like they was being bullied, and they was worrying about their job and other things also, even on the indies also. And I mean, I even witnessed it as even as a kid going to indie shows in the Northeast, and
wow.
I always thought that they was basically the teenage was actually the wrestlers, their children or relatives like that, and I seen a couple times, and I seen awkward positions like that of the guy, and said, what he doing with a young person like that and stuff, and it basically was horrible. Even with the women, they was being basically bullied by the promoters and some promoters and things like that, and I'm glad it's coming to the forefront basically.
Yeah, I'm glad too, because then it makes that kind of behavior unacceptable, and hopefully it can make it a safer space for everybody, not just the women, but everybody. I mean, people get harassed and it's really bad, and people like to say that to minimize it, but it really takes its toll. It really takes an effect on people. Like, I've personally experienced a few things myself, which, you know, I don't want to get into huge detail about, but, you know, kind of knocks down the advantages for people. And it's just, you know, a more even level playing field would be great. And to be able to feel safe and in our own environment would be good as well. I mean, like, the business is changing and things need to change with it. So I don't think they should be quiet about it. I think that it's really good to speak out about it and be vocal, because it's never going
to
change otherwise.
Yes, that's true.
And I noticed that WWE was based, I noticed that they was trying to promote, they even changed the women's tournament that time a few years ago. They got rid of the Moolah tournament for the Mae Young tournament because basically Moolah was doing horrible stories about her treating the young women wrestlers coming into business and things like that.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And it's just so many stories I heard basically even from backstage and like that also. And I'm glad it's addressing everything and thing like that. And I'm actually was shocked about certain guys in the business that were that were doing these things and stuff.
Yeah, sometimes you can never tell who's really nice or who's what kind of person somebody is until you get them behind closed doors.
That's true. And it seems like it's going to be now more, that Thunder Rosa is about to start out a wrestling promotion for all women, and it's going to be all women management backstage and bookers also. And
yeah, I did hear about that too. It sounded pretty exciting. I've seen Thunder Rosa around, and I've seen her around the circuits and everything, but I don't know her personally or anything. Of course, it's kind of hard to know people, you know, being in Alaska, you're kind of isolated up here.
Yes, and she's a former alumni to the show, and shout out to her and her future promotion also. And we definitely need more of this also. And I notice I see Gail Kim as a booker at Impact Wrestling also, and we've seen the Brandi Rose of AEW as a have an office. We want to see basically more women even being the head bookers like that for the bigger companies also.
Yeah, there are a lot of women making big moves, and it's a good thing for sure. I know Freya up here, she's doing a lot of good stuff too, and she had her own all-female indie wrestling program up in Fairbanks, which is about 360 miles north of where I'm at right now, and that was pretty successful, and she was doing a lot for that, and then she came down here and had her own company as well, 49th State Wrestling, and it had been pretty successful, but the COVID kind of knocked things out. So, I mean, there are a lot of women making big moves, and I know she's been going down to the States as well and doing really well down there and being really successful, and I see nothing but big things for her in the future.
Awesome.
You know,
that's
along with, like, Thunder Rosa and Gail Kim and all of them doing really great things for women in wrestling. I think it's only going to get better with these smart, intelligent, driven women at the helm.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Do you have a chance to watch the products of the bigger companies?
I haven't in a while. I've been so busy. It's shamefully, I haven't been able to watch much wrestling recently, so I don't really know what's going on in the current world right now.
Yeah, just the major three companies that's trying to do empty arenas with a few of their, maybe their, some of their wrestlers and staff and alumni and trainers and in the audience. Yeah, that's kind of interesting right there.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting, and I think it's good that they're trying to find a way to keep moving forward, even though we have these challenges ahead of us. I think that we need to keep going, that we can't lose momentum. So it's really good to try to find alternatives and see what works.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it seems like they more likely going to be hitting to. I still see that they're going to probably be the first company to actually have some paying fans before this year is over with, basically. But
mm-hmm.
I see it as a basically in a 50% capacity, basically, maybe 2,000 of them, basically, to start with, maybe from 6 feet distance in the arena, and with, I guess, with, you know, COVID tests, and for them in order to,
yeah,
to get
screening
in the,
before
yes.
they get in.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody's being more cautious nowadays, and things are changing. And I know that, you know, I personally do some soccer on the side here, and they make you fill out a questionnaire before each game. So everybody's being more cautious and trying to be more cognizant of the dangers of the virus. And we're all trying to do our best to get things back to as normal as possible. So it's good that they're trying things out and doing the 50% capacity. And I think it's good for the fans, so they get a good product as well.
That's definitely right there also. Then it's also, I still kind of compare wrestling to sort of like the music career right there. You don't see the bands, basically they doing things, virtual concerts at home, and and even when I see Access TV, they had the Ringo Starr special, and Ringo Starr was, I think, and some of his special guests was performing at home, and along that they were showing his clips from last year concert, and it was basically, it was amazing right there.
Mhm. Yeah, that's a good alternative. I think that people are figuring it out. We're working it out. We'll see. It just depends on how much worse it gets, or if there's an end point, or, you know, but we need to make do with what we have and try to keep everybody safe. I think that's a priority. Just keeping people safe, the wrestlers safe, and the fans safe.
That's definitely up. Also, I just hear basically even they trying to open up with football and for the NFL and Major League Baseball, and a few of their players tested positive also.
Oh, wow.
And I guess they'll do a halfway season both in sports, basically. It's going to be bizarre with no fans, but maybe they'll take ideas from AEW right there.
Yeah.
Also, do you like being a babyface way before anything better than a heel?
I haven't had much experience being a heel, and when I first started out, I thought I would be more of a heel, but I enjoy being a babyface. I kind of grew into it, I guess. I mean, it's a lot of fun, you know, getting cheers from the fans and you know, playing the hero role and, you know, coming back against all odds. And that's kind of fun. I kind of enjoy that. And when people think, you know, all hope is lost, you rise up again. That's always pretty fun. But it's definitely taken a lot of getting used to for me, because naturally I don't feel that I'm a baby face in life. So it's just kind of a departure, but, I've learned to enjoy it. I've come to enjoy it. And maybe in the future I'll have more chances to be a heel and see how that goes. But as of right now, I haven't had a lot of experience being a heel. But I think it would be fun. I think it would be a lot of fun.
Right. I can see it right now. You you basically taunting the fans and especially making a heel turn on anyone in the ring. I would even call it basically like a belly heel turn like that.
Mhm. Yeah.
Also, would you like to plug your upcoming the upcoming show?
Yeah, I mean, we have a show coming up. I'm not on the card, but we do have a show coming up here pretty soon. And it is going to be in July. We got a few. July 17th is when we're going to be back, and it's going to be Black and Blue, and it's at the Palmer Train Depot, and we'll be starting at 7 p.m., and it should be really great because we haven't been wrestling yet since COVID, and so it should be a pretty explosive show, but that's when it is, July 17th at the Palmer Train Depot, 7 p.m. Pretty excited about getting back in there and getting the show back up and running.
Awesome. Definitely some wrestling entertainment for the fans in that area also.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they missed it, too. We've been gone for a while.
Yes. It's definitely so many, a lot of independent wrestlers been waiting to get back in the ring since this pandemic.
Oh, for sure.
Also, would you like to plug anything else before we end this?
No, you can find me, Julie Winters, on Facebook. I'm on the Faces of the Books, and then you can also find me on YouTube. I have some matches. I don't have my own channel, but just look up Julie Winters versus JT West, and that'll get you started, and I have a few matches on there, actually, that you can check out. And if you like what you see and checking me out, and then, you know, add me on Facebook and just drop me a line and tell me something positive, it would be great. I would love that. I'd love to hear from you. So that's how you can get a hold of me.
Ladies and gentlemen, look her up on Facebook, even YouTube, with the wrestling matches also right there. She's the future of wrestling, definitely. We could see her in a major company in the future, definitely. This show has been the good luck charm for a lot of indie wrestlers.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes. You can come back anytime to the show for anything.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity and have had a good time on your show, and I definitely will come back.
Awesome. We would love to see you again on the show, definitely. You have a good evening.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was women's wrestler, the crown jewel herself, Julie Winters. If you want to download this episode, is right up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingIt Factor Radio or the Facebook fan page at Wrestling It Factor Radio / It Factor Entertainment Radio. Or if you want to go for more downloads at Twitter, Wheelie Benitez, Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get them over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Kill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle. Can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like, nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep, cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kirk Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, when you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass out. Niggas say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crow. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico. Talking to the bad guy, tooth picking your eye. I'm that guy. Hey y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Gonna bother you with this rhyming, man. I five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, are you often with liars? Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his joint. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brosses, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or nah? Is you rapping or rap? He wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet.
I dare you niggas that fly.
Yeah, Chico, talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.